We will finish with a varied collection of stories from the city. A remarkable shipping container with eulogy written on its side has appeared outside the Norwich Forum. The city's chippies are being battered by the rising cost of potatoes. The Norwich Beer Festival may have to move away from St Andrew's Hall, at least temporarily. A heatherset couple are asking Morrisons to pay £25,000 to put right damage caused by an errant fan. And there is a warning from Trading Standards about scammers, who tell people that they have been the victims of suspicious cash movements. Here is Tim to start by explaining what eulogy is.
If you've wandered past the forum this week, then you would have spotted a huge shipping container with eulogy branded on the side. This has no doubt prompted questions of what the mysterious new edition is and how long it'll be there. Eulogy is an immersive, audio-driven show by theatre company Darkfield, and is part of Norwich Theatre's Beyond arm to bring performance to unexpected locations. It's open from now until March the 26th, and ticket holders are plunged into complete darkness once they step inside, and the experience lasts 35 minutes. Tickets cost £12.50 on the Norwich Theatre website.
Fish and chip shops across the city are fearing the chop as the price of spuds skyrocket. Chippy owners have been hit with enormous hikes in potato prices due to the poor yield from last year and crisp factory giants buying up stocks, causing costs to rise. It's causing some independent shops to spend more than £3,000 a year extra in order to fulfil the customer demand. The cost of living crisis initially battered fish and chip shops going into the new year, with many worrying smaller venues that won't survive. That concern has only continued since then, as the potato price hike now has some smaller shops in hot water. Shelley Plant co-owns the Family Fish Bar in Silver Road with her partner Mahmouda Harput and said potato prices are at an all-time high. It's gone up to roughly £16 per sack and we'll buy 20 sacks a week. So over the year, it's an extra £3,120 altogether. Potato merchants are struggling to buy them in at a good price, and unfortunately, it means the wholesale price increases, so businesses like us feel it. We just have to try and absorb the cost elsewhere until hopefully the prices come back down again.
Norwich Beer Festival organisers are exploring potential alternative venues, after it emerged that the annual Booze Up's traditional venue needs urgent structural work. The popular event, which hosted its 44th festival last year, brings together brewers and hundreds of people who enjoy a tipple or two every October. But the festival's 45th knees up could have a different surroundings after it was revealed the halls could have to close for urgent repairs within 2 years. Norwich City Council is now facing a bill of around £2 million to carry out the work on the 700-year-old St Andrew's Hall and neighbouring Blackfriars Hall, although the venue remains open. Issues with walls, the roof and stained glass windows all require careful attention at the venue. However, the City Council has stressed the halls remain open, with a spokesman saying, "We'd like to reassure people that the halls is not under any threat of permanent closure." While it's likely the building will need to close temporarily for work to be carried out, no date has yet been decided for this.
For Stan and Sharon Wainwright, their garden is their pride and joy. The retired couple, aged 71 and 67, have ploughed £200,000 into it, with its centrepiece, an impressive water feature with two large fountains. Now, however, they have dried up and are filling with algae after a Morrison's delivery van bumped into a nearby wall, putting them out of action. This seemingly minor accident has left the couple embroiled in an extraordinary 3-month legal wrangle with the supermarket over the repair bill. They say the damage will cost £25,000 to put right, more than 30 times the amount the company has offered in compensation. The incident happened on January the 11th, when the couple had a regular grocery delivery to their home in Ramplingham near Heatherset. As the driver headed off down their driveway, he clipped a brick pillar. Mr. Wainwright, a former demonstrator for TV shopping channels, said the pillar had been damaged beyond repair and that the accident had also wrecked electric boxes, leaving live and dangerous cables and disconnecting power to the fountains. The result of the electric being disconnected for so long is that the water is stagnant and green algae is now starting to spread, he said. Damage and permanent staining from the algae to the stonework meant the fountains might now have to be replaced at the cost of £18,000. A spokesperson for the supermarket chain said, "Our insurers have thoroughly investigated this claim and loss adjusters have attended the property in order to assess the damage. We are only liable to repair the actual damage and have settled on an amount that does that."
Scammers pretending to be a bank security department have been telling Norfolk victims they've been the victim of suspicious cash movements. Norfolk Trading Standards have warned people to be on alert. It comes after they received reports of fraudsters switching between different numbers claiming to be from banks. The recent report targeted a man requesting him to send money to a bank account after the caller said there were a couple of suspicious cash movements, they said.
Closing announcement.